Hello, it's Dr. Lisa Leal at Meridian Health Institute, also Meridian Medical Dental Healthcare. And today we're going to be talking about a wonderful topic, which has been emailed so much this past week, and that's on monkeypox. We're going to talk about the history, the livelihood of it, and what has happened, and also some of the interesting parts of how it came about. So stay tuned. Like, comment, and share.
Welcome, everybody, to this week's Everyday Health Hacker podcast. I'm Mike Herzing, along with the awesome
Dr. Lisa Leal. Hi there, everyone.
Hey, we're having a great time. This girl's freezing to death, but she's in great shape. Dr. Leal is Chief Medical Officer right here at Meridian Health Institute in Sugar Land, Texas, where everybody wants to be.
Oh, thanks. I enjoy that everybody wants to be here.
Especially if you like pecan trees. They're everywhere around.
They are here everywhere, and hopefully you're not allergic to pecan trees because we've had a pretty hard allergy season.
Yeah,
and now, what is our most common question this year?
Everybody,
this week?
Asked me about monkeypox, and
oh my goodness.
Oh, my God. Please.
Here we go again.
Don't ask again. All right, we're going to finally end this thing right here.
Okay, let's talk about the monkeypox. So monkeypox was actually discovered in 1958 when two colonies of monkeys had an outbreak of monkeypox. So they're just these little lesions that are on the skin. So that's how the word monkeypox came out.
Okay.
So the first human sighting of monkeypox transfer was actually in 1970. Again, yes, I said 1970. So it's actually more familiar in the Congo and Africa and in other areas, parts of the world. But now we are a global economy,
right,
which we're going to talk a little bit later about what's happening in the global economy and health. And so monkeypox is a virus that has a 3-6% fatality rate, more common amongst children in fatality than in adults. And, you know, it's something that I don't want anybody to have, but if they see something that looks like chickenpox, please call your doctor. If you are not sure who to call, give us a call and I will direct you personally.
Okay, now what about the flu? Which seems to be going around too. What is the fatality rate on the flu?
The flu, you know, it depends on which variant.
Okay.
And again, we're talking about variants because there are many variants of flu.
No monkey flu, though.
But monkey flu.
Not yet.
I am not sure of the variants of the monkey flu or the monkey pox, but we do know that it was discovered in 1958 and human transformation in 1970. So there's still much more out. I think if everybody looks at, believes the Wall Street Journal came out this past week and did a really long op-ed on it. So I encourage everybody, the more you'd like to know, you know, just take a look, read about it. You have questions, give us a call, and we will help through ResearchGate, which is what a lot of us doctors, PhDers, look at in order to determine the truth about the science.
Well, there you go. So it may not be as scary as you think, but you've still got to look out, right?
Well, don't be scared.
Right.
The whole key is that, you know, you cannot live your life with fear. You know, we have many things in how we define fear. You know, fear is false evidence appearing real. So if you have fear, think about, you know, what is it that I'm really fearful of? And let it go. Let worry and anxiety go. Because this world has really suffered over this past 2.5 years now with COVID. And yes, COVID is back. You know, we're starting summer 2022 and we're seeing an increase. We didn't travel this weekend because we knew that there was going to be an increase.
Mm-hmm.
And we were pretty busy. And that's actually how we modify our office based on the amount of calls that we're getting positive. And it's not just one or two. It's usually the whole family that is celebrating something
right,
beautiful like graduation, all these wonderful things, weddings, you know, all of these wonderful things that life has to offer. And if I just encourage everybody, if you're traveling to see family, test yourself first. Go for a PCR test. You know, don't put your family at risk. I had a patient that was in the Bahamas called me and said, oh, by the way, you know, I'm in the Bahamas and my boss tested positive this last week. What should I do? I'm like, great. Thanks for asking. You know, number one, are you okay and are you having any symptoms? Number two, yes, go ahead and test. But if you're not having any symptoms, I don't recommend the over-the-counter test because the over-the-counter test is not as sensitive, which means you're probably, unless you are really, really positive, you're not going to get it on the first day. It's usually 4 days out of symptoms that we're seeing that turn positive. So just because it's negative doesn't mean that you're negative. So please be aware of that. If you need direction, give us a call, 281-265-6565. We answer calls at all times, so don't hesitate.
Yeah, that's right, because I know that test tests for antibodies, but your body has to have
takes
it for a while before it builds up antibodies.
Correct.
So
correct.
It lags by about 4 or 5 days?
Correct. Usually about 4 days. We'll see it as early. I've had some patients that wake up and they are super sick in the morning and they're mm-hmm. calling, should I test? And I'm like, well, what did you do? Well, I already tested. And what was it? Well, it was negative. What do you think it is, doc? And I'm like, I think you tested too early.
Yeah.
I think you tested too early.
Yeah, my granddaughters have had the flu.
Correct.
And there's people out there go, it's, yep. So don't panic. It isn't.
Yep.
And also, I read about all the new COVID. Yeah, it's coming back and it's in waves,
yes,
and things like that.
Yes, but let's look at flu.
But hospitalizations don't seem to be up. They seem to be...
Yes, because we're being more proactive and people are more serious about it. And we're also living our lives. So we're finding that balance in
right.
the United States and hopefully across the world. Number two, a lot of kids today, when they're getting out of school, we've had a lot of strep throat. Parents also get it. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing, which is unusual here in the South. We're in Texas. So it's unusual for us to see the flu this late, but we are seeing positive flu tests. So it's really interesting. But usually if one son has strep throat, probably the rest of the kids are going to have it. So be prepared, mom and dad. You know, just we'll get you covered and get you taken care of.
Yep.
But let's find out what it is and let's get it taken care of at the root. And not symptom by symptom.
Yeah, get them all done at once.
Yes.
That way everybody will get it. You can get over it with and move on with yes. your lives. All right, that's it, folks. If you have any other questions, you have anything else you want us to tackle, info@everydayhealthhacker.com. This lady here will answer it, every single one.
And yes.
She's so good about that.
And we want to thank several people out there for asking us about the monkeypox.
There you go. All right, we're out of time. That was fun. On behalf of Dr. Lisa Liao, the great staff here at Meridian Health Institute, and everybody else, our Eddie V, our producer, and things like that. I want to thank everybody for listening. And please subscribe. We love the podcast. It's available on a lot of platforms, but it's almost easier if you subscribe. That way it'll just show up on your phone or wherever you listen to it. And you can listen. You just hang up. We have several episodes out there, probably 40, 50 of them out there.
Yes. And we really, truly appreciate every one of you that are subscribers. And we look forward to growing our media presence. And we need you to like, comment, and subscribe.
Absolutely. Have a great week, folks.